Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here at Drupal Camp Los Angeles, and my special guest is my good friend Sarah Goldman, which I know is Goldman, Go-Lemon, not Goldman, which is how I spelled your badge when you're at ZenCon.
And the weird thing is, you've never let yourself forget it. Like, I don't even bring it up.
Oh, no, I remember that. Because that year I did that, and I also misspelled Laura Thompson's name on the playing cards. So that was...
Well, that's serious business when it's on paper, you know, playing cards and things like that.
Yeah, that was embarrassing. So anyhow, Sarah, you work at Facebook. Sarah, you work at Facebook, and you work on an exciting project called HHVM and Hack. So why don't you tell us, give us an overview of what's new with HHVM.
Well, what's new with HHVM? There's always something new with HHVM. We are working on it round the clock, almost literally, adding new features to improve our parity with regular PHP, because we want to be able to run all the PHP code in the world. Also improving performance. We set ourselves some pretty serious goals every 6 months of, you know, we're going to get X number percentage better performance. Focused on performance for Facebook, of course, because that's who pays the bills.
I was going to say, this is not an altruistic project.
Oh, no. We're trying to make Facebook fast so that our users get a better experience and we can run fewer servers, is really what that comes down to. But of course, in the process, we also make everybody else's PHP code run faster. Mm-hmm. So that's a great thing. And in fact, we are embarking on a project right now that's going to focus exclusively on everyone else's performance. Facebook's code is running pretty darn good right now, and we know that we're X times faster than regular PHP for running Facebook, but that's because we do a lot of, we do a combination of things. We enforce really good PHP to be written, because there is good PHP and there's bad PHP. There is using globals all over the place, and then there is encapsulating things into nice functions and classes. So we're working on improving our ability to run bad PHP. That's probably a little bit more antagonistic than I meant for it to come out. I was thinking of something Rasmus said once several years ago. He said PHP is really good at running really bad code, which is true. PHP, not even talking HHVM at this point, but PHP is a really good performant language for any code that's out there. So and the other sort of half of that is, I've lost my track on it because I said there were a couple of reasons. That's not important. We'll move on.
Yeah, we'll move on. Of all the stuff that y'all have done recently to Hack, to HHVM, what's been your favorite addition or performance enhancement or a new feature?
So my personal favorite, it actually has nothing to do with HHVM. It's a feature that we built actually for regular PHP long before we started developing on hip hop, and that is something called XHP.
Oh,
it
okay.
is XP, sort of XHTML components for PHP, and it treats XHTML as a first class citizen in the language rather than simply a bunch of content into text string. When I was working at Yahoo, sort of my number one concern on the security side of things was always do not let an XSS happen. Because Yahoo, like a lot of sites, has got multiple properties that are all under that one big domain, that big yahoo.com domain. And, you know, if we have an XSS on search, well, it's weird and it's embarrassing, but hey, it's just search. No big deal, right? This is all a read-only thing. It doesn't matter. Except your yahoo.com email address is under the same domain. So potentially, if somebody gets access to an XSS on search or any other property and is able to trick a user into going there with a maliciously crafted URL, they can collect your authentication credentials, get into your email, and create all kinds of havoc. So that was always number one concern for us working on Yahoo search. And so that's sort of been like woven into my DNA. Even though I don't work on product anymore at all, I do nothing to do with the actual Facebook product, I'm still constantly thinking of like, oh, that one time I woke up in a hospital high on morphine, and you heard the story yesterday, realizing that there was an XSS in Japanese search and calling up my coworker in the middle of the night, not entirely coherent, describing this issue and asking her to fix it because it'd be better if somebody not on drugs did that.
And you closed that conversation with?
I don't even remember.
Grapefruit.
Grapefruit was what I said yesterday, but I'm pretty sure that was not in the actual conversation. I added that for color.
But that was a great story.
At the end of that, I went on this sort of like, where was my tangent? That wasn't acting. I really had lost track of my train of thought there. But anyway, moving on.
Yes.
So security is a big concern for me, and XSS is one of those things that I'm constantly on the watch out for, and CSRS as well, of course. XHP really helps. It's meant as a good UI layer. It's meant for building UIs out of components and making sure that people who are focused on visual design get to focus on that and not worry about code, mm-hmm. while people who are good at code get to focus on code and not worry about the visual stuff. It sort of creates a nice little abstraction layer there for you. But in the process, because it's creating these XHTML components as first-class citizens, the runtime is able to know the difference between what is content and what is markup. So if I've got a tag that says I am putting a button here, and the title of that button is this variable that is coming from who knows where, PHP is looking at that and says, okay, this button title should not be able to go out as markup of any kind. So I'm going to perform the correct HTML special cars, entities, whatever, or URL encoding on this as is appropriate for the context it's being used in. And that catches 99.9% of your XSSs.
Wow.
You actually have to try really hard to expose the application to something that will get bad output in it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas on most sites, it's actually quite easy to translate user code into something that's going to be sent, input that's going to be sent to the user.
Mm-hmm.
And there are whole books written on that topic. So XHP is definitely my single favorite piece. And it's not even HHVM.
I was going to say, that's available as an extension to PHP.
Yes, it is. Because
it's in Pickle?
I don't think it's in Pickle, but it is on GitHub at github.com/facebook/XHP.
And we'll throw a link to in the show notes to that so people can find it, because that is a very powerful tool.
It is a fantastic tool, yeah.
One of the things that y'all are working on is you've described it several different ways. I'm going to go with an extension to PHP, or the next layer of PHP, or version of PHP, called Hack. What is the relationship between Hack and HHVM?
First, I wouldn't call it really Hack an extension. It's really, at the end of the day, it is its own language.
Okay.
It is, you know, PHP is a language and Hack is a language. Both of these languages happen to run on the same runtime, which is HHVM.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the relationship.
HHVM
is the runtime. It's the thing that will actually parse the user code, be it PHP or Hack,
mm-hmm.
and then turn that into the right set of opcodes or machine code or whatever else it happens to be in actually running it. HHVM is also the runtime library, all the standard and MySQL and everything other, all those extensions that you have in PHP already. So Hack is, it's another language, but anyone who knows PHP can look at Hack and know exactly what it's doing, because it's not, you know, a brand new, sprouted from the mind of Zeus, brand new language.
Mm-hmm.
It is, I just realized I said Zeus and you were for Pantheon. it's a, one could say, extension to the PHP language. It is taking the PHP language, adding in a bunch of things to make developer time more efficient,
mm-hmm.
And taking out some of the more esoteric quirks of PHP. So GoTo is one of the things that you cannot do in strict Hack, which makes me sad because I added GoTo to PHP. Well, I originally added GoTo to PHP, and then it got taken out, and then I think it was Stas that added it later on, but that's beside the point. It still feels like my baby. It also adds a whole bunch of new interesting things like type hinting gone mad. So there's all the scalar type hints that you think you should have in PHP, well, I think we should have in PHP,
mm-hmm.
Bool, int, float, string, composite types like num. There's a generic object type as opposed to specific classes. There's also compound types. So you can say, this particular parameter coming to my function is an array, but it's specifically an array of floats, or
mm-hmm.
it's an array of this particular type of object.
Mm-hmm.
So you can constrain those much more powerfully. And you can even nest these things. You have an array of strings mapping to an array of integers, mapping to an array of string to string, or whatever.
And I find it interesting, the way you talk about it, because most people would look at this and say, or look at Hack and say, if they don't like it, mm-hmm. they would say, well, this is just putting more restrictions on PHP developers. It's going to make PHP development more difficult to do because you actually have to understand exactly what's going on. You keep couching it, and you did this in your talk, and I found it fascinating. You keep couching it as this is a way to improve developer performance because the language and the tools that work with the language can help you not make mistakes.
I'm glad you went that direction with it, because that's something I left out of yesterday, and that is that every piece of this is optional. You don't have to throw type hints on your signatures or your return types. You can even put mixed, which is the sort of catch-all, this can be anything, which is the equivalent of a type hint in a lot of cases. So everything is optional, but what you get out of it is more than just sort of declaring this is expecting an int and I want an error at runtime if it gets something else. Because we have this great tool, which is actually Hack. It's the Hack type checker tool, as opposed to the Hack language, because Hack is a wonderful name that should be used everywhere. The Hack type checker will analyze your code before you've ever run it, before you even tried to compile it. It's going to look at every line of code that you have as you're typing it. If you have it configured that way, it will check from within your editor what's going on, and it says, "Oh, this particular function that you're calling that's in some other file, that's expecting an array of int, and you've passed it an array of strings, mm-hmm. or an array that contains a whole bunch of ints but one string." Like, it notices these things before it ever runs your code, and that's important because it means that we can do all those checks at not during runtime. If we were doing these checks at runtime, iterating through a massive array, that would slow everything down, and nobody wants that. So it does all these things at while you're writing it, before you've ever gone to code review, so nobody has to see your crappy code. And it tells you everything that you're doing wrong as you're doing it. That's great for initial development, but it's fantastic for refactors.
Oh, I can imagine.
If you're in a code base that's being worked on by 100 people or 1,000 people or even just a dozen people, you don't know every piece of it. You can't. Like, at Yahoo, I was the architect for Web Search front end. The whole framework was written by me and one other guy, but there were a dozen people on the team, and I didn't know a lot of the stuff. I didn't know the weird esoteric corners of the code base. If I wanted to re-architect something because I thought I had a better idea for it that would work better, I would have to sort of like make a change to these lines and, you know, run as many different tests as I could against it, hope that it works, do some grepping, see if I can find other call sites, but those don't always look like you expect them to, because of lines and various things. And I just hope it works. If I had a tool like Hack, then the instant I change that signature, I find out there are 7 call sites out here that are all using this in a different way, and now they're broken because you just broke them. Oh, I'll go fix those. Or, oh, that's a way of using this that I hadn't even considered. I need to account for that. And so I've...
Very cool. Now, you say you can do this as you're typing. You support both Vi and Emacs. So
yeah,
you're covering the entire world, but do you support any of the lesser editors as well?
Those are sort of our launch time plugins. So like each of these requires a plugin to the editor to know how to talk to Hack. We launched Vi and Emacs just because, as you say, that actually covers a lot of developers out there. There's certainly a bunch that use like Eclipse or Storm or a bunch of other different editors. Storm is the one I was trying to think of yesterday. I believe Storm, and I'm not 100% sure about this, but I believe Storm already has support for talking to the Hack type checker built into it.
That would be excellent.
As a module or an add-on or something like that. Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
But I think Storm is the one that has that.
You do realize this is being recorded. I actually have to quote you.
Well, which is why I'm couching it in these sort of like, I think I'm not 100% sure, you know, lawyer.
Yeah. Hopefully someone from PHP Storm listens to this, and if you're wrong,
and if I'm wrong, they'll work on it. Yeah. I would love to see Eclipse cover it. I know Eclipse is a really big editor as well, and not that Storm's a small one. But yeah, I mean, it's really just a question of, in most cases, a few lines of code to write the plugin, because most editors these days have plugin architectures. Mm-hmm. Just write a little thing that says, at the very least, on save, run this command is really the most basic form of plugin. Mm-hmm. And that does it for you. The actual Hack type checker runs really fast, like blazingly fast. Facebook's got something on the order of 10 to the 7th lines of code. It can run through that whole code base in a very reasonable time.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.